All right, we're back here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. You just heard Jagged Edge featuring Trina and Gucci Mane. Of course, Trina's on this show as well. Trina was on my last two episodes. I used another studio out in Kennesaw, and somehow the whole interview didn't get on. So we're going to air that a little bit later in the show, of course. And we're here at James Watson Studios. James Watson, of course, here in Woodstock, right? This is Woodstock?
Woodstock,
Georgia. Not Woodstock, New York, people up north, but Woodstock, New York. Woodstock, Georgia, rather. Anyway, that's funny. Now, we're going to go back to the segment at the Haiti benefit we did in Austell, Georgia. This is the next person who I interviewed, and this is how this went.
Yourself. All right, we have Linda Fultz here, of course, here at the for the benefit for Haiti, of course. I interviewed Jimmy Earl before, so of course he left, I guess, so I can't interview him right now. So how did it feel to perform here tonight?
It was wonderful. It was really fun. Yeah.
And of course, you performed George on My Mind. Why do you like that song so much?
I love Ray Charles, and I love the way he wrote and the way he had so much emotion with his songs and really felt them, and it's just a real fun song to sing, you know. And of course, we live in Atlanta, Georgia, so exactly. You know, there we go.
Now, are you from Georgia originally?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Washington, D.C., and grew up in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, and I've lived in a lot of different states, so I've lived different places.
And where can people find your music? Where can people find your music?
On MySpace. I have a MySpace.
Okay, MySpace?
Mm-hmm. MySpace.com/Linda Fultz.
All right, so we'll check you out on MySpace. And what music of yours, do you have George on My Mind recorded?
No, I don't.
What song do you want us to play?
I write some songs.
What song of yours do you want us to play on my show?
You mean
on my radio show. What song of yours do you want to be played on my radio show? That's on your MySpace page.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Okay. I have a brand new song that's very odd. It's like 2 weeks old, called Questions. That's an interesting song.
Well, what's that about?
I went to a sad song competition, and after listening to 14 sad songs in a row, I came home and wrote my own sad song. So it's a sad song.
All right, so called Questions. All right. Well, we'll play that on the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll play Questions next. By Linda Fultz, or Fultz, or how I've announced it. And then we'll go with the fourth song for the March April countdown. Here's Song Spell Awakenings. They're from Marietta, Kennesaw area, here in Atlanta area. Here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 49.
Ticking, it goes with my heartbeat. I feel the tears dripping, they flow like sheets of rain. I see a flash of memories, they play through all my dreams. I feel the time slipping, why did you go away? If you could see me now, with all my hope destroyed, would you come back and hold me, or just walk out the door? I wonder what you're up to now that we're out of touch. Do you still care about me, or not think of me much? Are you close to another, or are you all alone? Do you still ache with your love, or have you now moved on? If you could see me now, with all my hope destroyed, would you come back and hold me, or just walk out the door? Thinking as time just slips away, It sometimes leads to drinking, to numb some of the pain. If you asked me to come back, would I still let you in? Or would I keep a distance and not trust you again? If I could see you now with all your hope intact, would I let you come hold me or simply turn my back?
Say be in love with all that you do.